Last time we discussed the knack of Chamisha Rava Pesach. This is Rava, Chav Tesem et Aleph. Today we'll talk about Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, tremendous chiddush that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov wanted to say, because most of you have that rasuk. But on the third line, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, Laila Rav Yehuda, he is at the Mishnah Rav Yehuda, Yalak Sa'ar Da'achim Ham Sa'ar Da'riya, Ma'asar Da'riya Shokar Yaakov Raya Vatarei Shol Acherim, Shol Gavaya. Ma'asar Da'achila, listen to this, Sa'ar Da'achila means what? It means the chavim that you're not allowed to eat, Shalcha y'ata oichel, abo ata oichel, shalachem shal gavaya. What does that mean? That there's no isra, achilas chametz, on only on chametz shal yehudi. But on chametz shal gai, or chametz shal hegdish, according to the Tavamina, just like there's no vayura, vayumase, there's no isra, kashtis mit achilas. Of chametz of a guy, which means according to this, on Pesach, if you want to have some chametz, you know that a Jew's chametz, but if you want to be interested in a chametz, you go to a guy, and if he's nice enough to give you some of his chametz, then you'll be able to eat it. That's the thing that's the back of the Yaakov home. The top Pesach brings the din wa'atot tesaman ha'imotor, which was the Lashon HaGemara. Rashi says Pirush Rashi Mutabachim of a Kashim. How could you say it's Mutabachim of the E-Action? It's impossible ever to have chametz that you're eating that's not yours. Why? If the guy gives it to you willingly, so it becomes yours. Then God told me, if you steal it from the guy, I will say back to you, son. So then, you're still chayiv in the achrayis. And we learned in the first parak that if you're chayiv in the achrayis of chametz, you're still alive. Well, God, the chayiv shavuot is out of your shavuot. The Tosafot says that there's no hechatimsa. The Gemara says that you're allowed to eat chametz of achrayim, according to the back of the yachid. The Tosafot says, Are you allowed to eat a guy's chametz on Pesach? What's the first section says? What's the code of the machlaikis?
Well, if the guy gives it to me, it's yours, isn't that the machlaikis?
What's the machlaikis here? In the longest, the Gemara is saying that there's no israchila on the chametz of a guy, or of Hegdish. And Tosfos and Rashi are not arguing that. That's what the Gemara says. Just Tosfos' time against Rashi is that any time you're eating the chametz of a guy, it's your chametz. It can't be it's not your chametz. Yashi holds, it could be it's not your chametz. What's the machlokes? If it could be it's not your chametz, it says it can't be it's not your chametz. So they're arguing, what makes something yours? Rashi holds that something becomes yours only if you have kavanah to be kindness. If you have kavanah to be kindness, it's yours. If you don't have kavanah to be kindness, then it's not yours. Comes out that it's possible to eat a guy's kavanah. What does Tosfos hold? Tosfos apparently holds that we don't need kavanah to kill you. If you have kavanah that it should be yours forever, then when you're chewing somebody else's food, usually you have that in mind. That's going to be yours forever and ever. That means that's enough. Kavanah shehu shalai. Kavanah is given to hold on to it. You only kavanah to kill you. You don't have to have a mind to be kinder. It's enough that in your mind you're eating it. It's yours. So it seems that this machlokes is the machlokes we spoke about earlier in this matter. Not too long ago. about a guest who's eating at somebody else's house, if the food he eats becomes his or not. You're a guest at someone's house, and they give you something to eat. Is it yours or isn't it yours? According to Rashi, not necessarily yours, unless you have a mind to be kind of, you're eating the host's food, the host gives you food. And you're eating good food, you're eating the host's food. According to Taisis, not so, not so, Taisis, yes, it's impossible that you're eating something that's not yours. Everything a person eats is his, because either you got permission to eat it, in which case it's yours, or you're a gani, so you're a gani. But one way or the other, the chametz that you have in your mouth that you're eating is yours. That's the shita of Taisis. Eating, it's not just the eating, I think it's the taking it to eat. Taking it in order to eat it is what makes it
kinyan.
You take it to eat it, you're taking it, your mind to be kind, you're taking it to never get it back. You're taking it, that should always be in your possession. That itself is like a da'at kinyan. You have to have a mind that makes it kinyan. So what it's like the other case I mentioned to you about kinyan mayo, the kinyan she'ena mayo. And I mentioned to you the Kivegas case where a person sees something hefter in the street. And he falls on it, and he wants to be kind of it with lying on it. And that's not a kinyan. But Dalit Amis is kindness. In the sidewalk, if you're within Dalit Amis of the hefker thing, you're kindness. So, but this person didn't know Dalit Amis is kindness. He fell on it. He has a mind to be kind of it with falling on it. Does that work? So if you all have on a kinyan, like Rashi, that you have to have a mind the kinyan to be kinder, so then this is fine, then it shouldn't work. But if you hold that any time you have a mind, it should become yours, that's enough, even you're not thinking about the word kinyan. So here, if you fall on it, you're thinking you want to be kinder with falling on it. But you're thinking it should become mine. Then that's enough. Be kinder with the Dalit Amis. Follow? According to that, according to the Shita Taisis, E Ashish Leia Shalai, according to Taisis, it's enough that you have a mind that it's going
to
be yours.
According to Rashi, you're eating matzahs in someone's house, so the Irish has to be kind of the last 2 hours.
It come out that when you, the Nakamil will be, this will have the Sassanis, but the Gemara says the Sukkah that the matzah has to be yours. Just like the Lulav of the Nestrik has to be yours. The matzah has got to belong to you. So the Sfasemes and Sukkah has this chumrah that you should be kinder the matzah before you eat the matzah. It has to be lachem, just like you take a lulav of an asterisk, you have to be kinder the lulav of an asterisk. So the same thing with the matzah, you have to be kinder the
matzah. You have a mind to be kinder, even though you didn't,
you know, make a kinder for... So everyone agrees, you're right. If you have a mind to be kinder, everyone agrees. But if you don't have a mind to be kinder, that'll be with my pleasure. You don't have a mind, right? So you go, truth is, even if you're at home, you have to go to the in-laws to have a shot. The in-laws definitely is a separate Bible. But even someone at home, you have a separate Bible from your father. And it's not your master. According to this, you should be kind of the master. According to the text, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, she said, you have to be kind of the master. It should be yours. That's what this was done.
What money is the father?
What?
Mind.
Your money might be your father's, but your father's not yours. Right? The master, yes, you have to be kind of the master. It should be your master. I guess it's the same for Kapumla, but it's a Gela Kapumla. The Spasemis is not good, right? The Spasemis says that the person be kind of it. You have a mind, you pick it up, because, well, you're kind of it. The master has to be masculine, to be masculine to you. And you pick it up in your hands and you're kind of it. Hagbar is kind of it. So, Sassanis is saying that you have to be kind of it. According to Taisis, there's no problem. Taisis is the action to eat something and you're kind of it. Every time you eat something, you're kind of it. I would be telling in this machlokes between Rashi and Taisis, and how can you have a what? This shine. There's a related issue later here on the Amid. This Amid brings a brisa and five different shatim of the braisa. What's the braisa? So the Gemara brings a little further down. Where Baka Bayakiv has parasa, where is that? Hagabay Rabaka Bayakiv, Miyahi. That's pretty clear, it's two thirds of the way down. Hagabay Rabaka Bayakiv, Miyahi. The Bayakiv Yakiv held originally that by Rabbi Yehuda, a person could eat a guy's bonnet on Pesach or Katsila. Rashi says the Gemara. Hagabay Rabaka Bayakiv, Miyahi, the time. Now, Gemara brings him up like this, and by the time you get to the Tudat from the Yom Bay, there are five different shots in this Machlai. We'll talk about those that that have these sages that come from them. What is a bride, sir? You got it? The Tanya? Not so complicated. Hedish B'mayim. If you Hedish own Chavit, is Hedish Aivan and Yisrobayim Aivan Aivan? Is Hedish Aivan and Chavit? So Chayat and Raya, Rav and Raya, Shalchem and Shalchazaya. There's no Ba'i Yerah on Hedish. Hedish is right at Chavit. So Hedish of Chavit at Pesach. Ha'ech u'chavit shal Hedish b'mayim. Ma'al v'yeshem and b'ayim ha'am. Some say he was Ibrani, you know. Some say he wasn't Ibrani. So the Gemara has five pshat, and which pshat is more pashit? Ma'al or b'ayim ha'am. Pashit, indeed, Hedish is... Huh? Each shall have dish, pashit. I guess pashit. Wow! Anytime you have enough of that dish, pashit, you're my own. So the question is, what's the madiyama one? Wow! Why shouldn't it be me? So the Gemara's first chat, what? The Gemara's first chat is Man Yashayman, who says why I'm wrong? I'm Rabbi Yashayman, I'm Nchunya Ben Akana, he's the Tanya. And Nchunya Ben Akana, how you are, he's the Tanya, he's the Tanya, he's the Tanya, he's the Tanya. This is a rule which you all heard of, come later to Rabbi Minay. We know if someone does something which deserves two einshim, come later to Rabbi Minay. He gets the worst einish, and the lighter einish is on. The Mechunya ben Akana holds that that's not only for einshay basin, not only, let's say, in the Gemara case, if someone kills somebody, and at the same time he kills him, he wounds his suit. He fucks up and pays for the suit, because he gets nisa for killing him. So that everyone agrees, come later to Rabbi. Then Mechunya ben Akana holds, even if he's doing a day that's been other Lamakim, the Irish is Kaya from Misa, Misa speaks to the Shemayim. So, if you have a Kippur, it's bad enough, then what's the Mechishma? Then you say, come later to Rabbi, right? So therefore what? If you eat Chametz of Hegdish, what's the come later to Rabbi, right? Chametz is in it's a Kaya. So since you chayit karet, why mal? Why? Because karet is worth ben tashlumin, you ila, you pay a candle by emission, bring a carbon. So karet is worth than the ila. So come later to that. You only chayit karet if you're amazing. And you only chayit ila if you're a shaygeg. How could you have such a case? So Rashi learns, you are made it on the Chavit, and you are shaking on the Hegdish. So, you know, you're losing on both counts. Right? If you were shaking on the Chavit, and you made it on the Mila, you would be, you know, you wouldn't be Chayav Karet, you wouldn't be Chayav Karet. But he was made it on the Chavit, and are shaking on the Mila. That's how Rashi learns. Tosafot says, this is from the Bunya learn, he was shaking on both, and he was shaking on both. By the courage to show you, you have to say, come ready to Rabbi Meir. Okay. We have to at least check in the Gemara. Slack has a ha'ar on this Gemara. You know that for come ready to Rabbi Meir, two Avelis have to be with the same mindset. So two Avelis that a person does have to be with the same mindset. If you take Chavitz of Hegdish to eat. When are you stealing from Hegdish? At what point? At what point are you stealing from Hegdish?
Mm-hmm.
Not to eat. In order to eat, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Take it. You stole Hegdish. Let's say you stole Hegdish in the shirt. You stole in the Chavitz of Hegdish. Well, what do you do? How do you eat it? You put it in your mouth. You have to chew and you have to swallow. Right? You chew and you swallow. What do you have in our problem? Are you true in your problem? Swallowing. I've told you a number of times, and this video is like a dark achima, that achima is defined by swallowing, by your throat, not by your mouth. Right? That's why toothpaste, makeup, and there doesn't have to be kosher. But your mouth is malicious. Eating is swallowing. So let me ask you, when did you steal from Hegdish? When you chew or when you swallow? You have a donut for lunch, and I take it and I chew it. When am I done? When I swallow it or when I chew it? Right, if I finish chewing and I give it back to you, I'm still done. Right? There's no shiloh. So the Quran has 1 minute. When he chews it, he's later on stealing from Hegdish, and he has to pay. So what's that in the car? How's it coming down here? Later, when he swallows it, then he's like, I'm just a car. So if not, come like a rabbi then. Come like a rabbi then has to be that you are either just the car or you're stealing simultaneously.
It's the same
idea
as putting
it in
your mouth.
It's two different things. But putting it in my mouth and a person's not high of car, a yid takes car to put it in his mouth.
He
can walk around with it in his mouth the whole day. If he doesn't swallow it, he's not either. It's the action of swallowing is higher. Right? Someone else puts it in his mouth, and he swallows it, he doesn't have it. So the slot says, this Gemara must be talking, that he swallowed the thumb's hole. Is that a basic? No, that's a basic. The slot says, the Gemara must be talking, he didn't swallow it. He didn't chew it, he just swallowed the thumb's hole. And that's the case here in the Gemara. It's a very big basic, obviously. And so we have the cash on. We have the cash of chewing is one thing and swallowing is another. This is stuck in a flock. What? Are you muddled the head dish when you're putting that without chewing? So you make the world less, and you can argue that once you put it in your mouth, no one can buy it either. Which is probably true. So what do you have to just deny that they stuck it down a throat? Somehow he stuck it, opened his mouth wide, and he deposited it down his throat. It was a good catch. Catch is that you don't have to choose something. You don't have to choose somebody else's blood for it to become worthless. It should be enough to put into your mouth. Can't answer that, I don't know. But anyway, that's the slack. So on the slack, China, in the Mishas Baruch, he says a parrot. And he says it could be either on the Ema two ways. He once said the Ema is a type of gezeila. It could be either on the Ema by stealing from Hegdish. Somebody has a value from Hegdish. Or by having a gnaw from Hegdish. Let's say you go for a ride on the back of an animal of Hegdish. You didn't steal it. The animal stole that animal. But you had a gnaw from Hegdish. That's also the Ema. To me, it's either stealing or a gnaw. And the thought of time is that this is going to require some thought, and we're going to talk about it by Arichus later. But this Hegdish, let's say Hegdish has a donut on paper. Does it have any value, any market value? Hegdish has a donut on paper. Does that have a market value? He says no. There's no market value. Nobody's going to buy it. What? It's a timer. You have to put the timer in your pocket for a few minutes. Now, he retimes that Hegdish has no value, and since it has no value, when you put it in your mouth and you chew, you're not able to have the Ema yet. You didn't steal. When you swallow it, you're in the hand of the Hegdish. And being that you're in the hand of, you're able when you swallow. And since you're able when you swallow, the slack kasher comes off. It's not done. Since ruining the Hegdish is not an Avera, it has no market value. You're not sure to say you are going to say, look, there's no market value. So, what was the spot, Kasha? That chewing is an aveira. You're not ready yet on the Ema when you chew. So when you swallow, see you in the heaven. Plus, you're a Ema and Mr. Chavit. So it happens bad, doesn't it? That's how the Mr. Chavit answers the Kasha of the spot. Which also is not so satisfying. Why? And most people have a no when they chew also. I mean, when you have a no, you swallow. When you chew food, you also have a no, no? You have a no when you chew food?
And you swallow
it, right? Why not? He's in power. In America, in the 20th century or 21st century, we think of Hanor. You see, it used to be for many thousands of years that people wanted to be full. And Shas always assumed that it's good to be full. Nowadays, it's the opposite. First, he eats and eats. And he says, oh, I'm full never, I can't eat anymore. So you'd rather not be full, so you can eat more. But it's funny, because in Shas, generally, the assumption is that the Hanor people are eating is that they're full. They should feel satisfied. The Chasam is the Vasa, they are full. You're full, you thank Hashem. We think of eating as a taste buds in our mouth. It may not know the feeling satisfied, but it's true there might be out of gnaw in your mouth too, so I don't understand it as borrowed.
During the panic you can have a knot, you can just taste, later you taste food to see if it's good.
But, you're not tired, sure. It's the most thing you can do it on a kindness, no one's left to die. Yes?
Why
do you
say the comment says no benefit?
You can tell. What heck is going to do with the Chumash? So I'll talk about that shortly, about whether it has value or not. And if it's borrowed, it assumes it doesn't. So for the meantime, we have to leave that. Assume that. But even if it has more value, you know, the kasha is stronger than both Jerusalem. It means it has. The kinda that chewing and swallowing are two different things, it's the same. It's a tailor that if no fight shouldn't become like the rabbi likes, the chewing is one thing, it's a curse, it's only when you swallow. The kosh is better than either of the two terrorists. I don't know if they're a terrorist. So. The tailor is a tailor. That's the first says, the Ithim he lost his day, well, you're not always a certain about it. He only has lost the hemis. So the hemis when you swallow. Most people would say, cut the chew and the hemis when you swallow, but there is a hanor in your mouth. There's some level of hanor. No, but it's a chomet. You have it in this hanor of chomet, but it's the chomet is on this achiva. And the chomet of chomet chomet is in this achiva. That's an achiva, not a hanor. Getting back to this pasemet. This pasemet says a similar thing. It says when you eat matzah, you go to your parents or your in-laws or a guest, the problem is it's not your master. I think the Tzemach says, Ulai, when you chew it, you kind of the master by chewing. What? You can make a
master.
You
don't have to
read out
something
with yours, no? I want to finish that. The Tzemach says that when you chew it, you kind of it. Because then you made a shinui, you were mishana the chav, the master. So the mitzvah master is swallow the master. So come down, you swallow the master, it's your master. But then this is legal slip on the Vinegar Island. You really must see on the Vinegar Island. That's either his legal slip, I don't remember, it might be his anacle. His anacle puts in brackets stuck in Ha'aretz. But anyway, the Pasemis is stuck in this letter test. You chew it, you swallow it, oh, it's already yours. So if you separate the chewing and the swallowing, then it's, that's good. Chewing and swallowing is all one thing. If chewing and swallowing is all one thing, then the swallowing catch your full door. It's hard, because the fact is that if you chew, it's possible to spit it out. So you can't tell me he's either carved when he chews it, because he could still spit it out. Let's just say, once he swallows it, the heat is on the chewing and the swallowing. I'll tell you, you might be right. No lie. When we went to Sugya Shalekit Erech Hasila, we had a machlokes to swallow something whole without chewing the Shalekit Erech. If you go with the Torah Chaim Shita, to swallow something whole with Shalekit Erech Hasila, you have to be partly on Karis if you swallow Karis Kol. You have to chew it and swallow. Maybe you could look at the chewing and the swallowing as all one nicer. But then maybe the user disagrees. The Yudas is swallowing the whole is there, I see. The Slav probably holds that the negative Yudas, why? Because. So he holds that swallowing it whole is that feeling, not the truth. So if you talk that, you separate it. And you argue that. You're a nice little pattern. You can write it up and say, no, no. Say, it's only in a place to tell us time, and maybe you lose it. If I see chewing a flower, and it's a flower. And if so, we're talking into the flower country here.
What is the one
you're
eating in front of the owner,
and
the owner's
not eating the heart? Because that would only be a good parable, because according to Rashi, you have to have a mind to be kindness. Chewing is not enough. As Rashi says, Tosfos says it's extra to chew and swallow something that's not yours.
Right.
Rashi seems to hold that it's possible to eat something that's not yours. So the thought says, suddenly you swallow it without chewing. Right? And then if you chew it, it becomes yours off the shingle. Not if you had it in mind, because Rashi says you have to have a mind to be kindness. You have to come on to shingle, it's kind of a shingle. You have to, some way of being kindness, talk off for the ball, but it's all about it.
Sometimes you can have
like
a success, like you can give the host
$1 and
have to...
You'd have to pay for it, you'd
become
a bad
boss. And let's say you can get on the street, you want someone to borrow $1.
You
want
to buy it beforehand.
So it's like you have a subscription.
You want to buy a favorite in it. Yeah, to buy a shutin that's worth it.
Not saying
you're going to start in the time,
by the way?
No, it's a shutin that divides, whatever you divide, that's a shutin.
That's
as well too, which
you
have done with your kind. Alright, so this is a second issue in the Gemara. Probably the biggest issue that comes from this sugya is on the Yom HaTzeis. Now the Gemara has a two pshatim in the Machlokes. On the Yom HaTzeis it has one pshat on the top of the Yom HaTzeis. This is shot number, was it four? I didn't count. Three or four. That's the machlokes. If you eat chavis of hegdish, if you do over on the ima, the dover hazayim lemami kimamidah. Mandal mamal to stava dover hazayim lemami kimamidah. Mandal mamal to stava dover hazayim lemami kimamidah. I told you a few minutes ago to put into your back pocket the question of whether chametz has a value on Pesach. What does the Gemara here say? That on Pesach, there's nothing you can do with the chametz. Rashi says, in the Rashi, in the beginning of the narrow lines, my double A ball, yeah, then say the top Rashi, top the Kuriyama ain't played it. I believe there's Shimon who depleted. Show me like a paper. I believe it's yourself. Well, please. Madam, I'm all sober. I forgot the hashtag Roy Chazi. Right now it's not Roy. Chazi said, hey, this is a paper that has no use. Hey, it was Kame, got him a man in Kamanada. So Rashi says the first, it's Shabbat Gemara, that Chazi said, hey, that has no value. Has zero value. So you think, Kasha, I can tell it to a guy. That's the answer. Right, the desire to have this to sell it to God. Now look at, for example, you know how to sell Hegdish Lachilo the club in pregnant Hakash and Lachilo the club. Maybe you have to keep it by years. I don't know if this is true, but maybe. Because it seems to be fair, Hegdish could sell it to a guy. What? Hegdish has a dollar on Pesach or a loaf of bread. So when Gemara says it has zero value. If you don't have a dollar, then we're not allowed. Right? So, but why to Hegdish? Hegdish is right on Chametz. So why is there no value to Hegdish? Sell to Goyim. If you already know sell to Goyim, then good. It has no value. What can Hegdish do with it? Hegdish is not a person that can eat it. Hegdish is a buyer, it's a company. It can do anything with it. A company that owns things that it can't sell is valueless. I have sell to a guy. I don't know, maybe he has not sell to a guy. I don't know, question. But then it's fair, then the Gemara is fair. The Gemara says there's no value. Like this Gemara is Megaya, is the biggest site in Bava Kama. Hilchot Mazik. And how you shut things up. When you're magic. If you're magic, someone's thing, how do you estimate the value of the thing that you're magic? A Let's say you have a jeweler. He buys a diamond. Diamond costs $1,000. The jeweler has a setting. He puts it into a setting which costs $100. You take a $1,000 ring, you put it into a $100 setting. You take a $1,000 diamond, you put it into a $100 setting. So now you can have a $5,000 ring. The jeweler puts together the different parts and creates something, gives it a big value. You can make it nice and fancy, artistic. It has a big value to him. This diamond that he buys for $1,000 has a great value to him. If someone comes and damages the diamond, and because of that, he doesn't have enough diamonds to sell that day. He has a store. And every day, average day, he sells, let's say, 5 diamond rings. And today, someone came and he had 5 diamonds, each worth $1,000. The person came and he was massacred. He took it and he washed down the drain. The person says, I want to pay you $5,000. He says, what do you mean $5,000? These diamonds are worth to me, $3,000 each, or $3,500 each. So I was preparing to put these diamonds into a setting, and I would have sold it today. To me, you are magically $3,500 worth each, for each diamond. That's how you know. Huh? Make sense? You know what I'm talking about? What? You can't. Why? This is something that he was ready to make money on.
He
was there, right in the store. Let's just put it together. So it goes according to
as it is now.
Is that how it's going to go? How should it go? Huh? Should go according to as it is now. Let me ask you, let's say somebody has a diamond and I'm traveling with him on the airplane. And on the airplane I destroy the diamond. It's a $1,000 diamond, not $1,000. I said, what do you mean, on the airplane? You can get $1,000 for it on the airplane. Now you're on the land for another 10 hours, you could have gotten money for it. Right now it's not worth $1,000, you could have gotten $1,000 for it. Is that diamond? Huh? Of course not. What's the difference between two cases? It's a time. And for this person, is that the difference? What difference between one? No, you can tell me one, I was going to change it. I was going to change the diamond into a ring. And one, I wasn't going to change it. Maybe that's the time. Huh? Yeah, so let's say I buy a diamond in America for $1,000. A flying carriage store worth $2,000. What do you pay on the airplane? These are all cases that come up. I mean, the question of a magic, well, how do you start with the magic? So on the airplane, you pay. And you pay the $1,000 worth when we took off, but it's $2,000 when we land, or the zero that's worth on the plane. Huh? It is Gemara. Listen to the Gemara. Gemara is about Messiah that Tzadik has. Gemara says it was some workers who were schlepping wine. Tavni Chamra Chavisa de Chamra. They broke a barrel of wine. This barrel of wine, the Gemara says, Biyuma de Shuka Mizdabim Bechamesh. On the market day, it sold for 5 shekels. The shayu made is 7 barabas. On the regular day, you can only get 4 zuz. On the market day, there are a lot of customers. The demand goes up. But 5 zuz. On a regular day, it's only worth 4 zuz. So the Gemara says the workers broke this barrel of wine. They destroyed it, the wine ran out, and it soaked into the ground, no more wine. So what did they pay? 4 or 5. So the Gemara says, what would you say? They pay 4 or 5. It doesn't say what day it is. What it says, if you break someone's chavis b'tahara, which is worth 4 on a regular day and 5 on this market day, so you have to pay 5. But if you want, you can just replace the wine, give them another barrel of wine. What if you have to pay 5? What's the case of the Gemara? What day did he break it? So the Gemara asked Kipshot. The Rush says it needs to be broken on a market day. The market day is worth five. So you pay five. What?
The market
day is worth five. The market day is worth five, and the regular is worth four. So you broke it on a market day, that's why you pay five. So the chiddush of the Gemara is that he could pay him back with a barrel of wine. Could he pay it after the market day? Presumably not. So the chiddush is that on the market day, can give him back a barrel of wine, which I don't know exactly how much wine for chiddush, but that's how the Rosh learns the Gemara. But Rashi and Tosfos learn the pshat is he broke it on a regular day before the Yom HaShoah. He broke it on a regular day before the Yom HaShoah, when you can buy it in the market before. And I'm four. You can buy it on the street, I mean, from four. And the workers still have to pay fine. They have to pay in fine, too. And this is called, in yeshiva language, it's called yukra devakame. Yukra means expenses. Yukra devakame. The expensive price of the future. The sheet of Rashi and Tosfos is that you pay yukra devakame. You pay the later price. The sheet of the Rosh is that you pay for the hashtag, you pay for the fourth price. So Avada, what's more cautious? Then you should pay the hashtag. The pashtus is, you should pay for the hashtag. So the Ksait, it's in Shin Dalit, called Dalit Shin, the Krop Dalit, the Ksait says, what's the Makrop of such a thing? That you should pay. How can you say you pay the future value for the Yom HaShoah? You should pay the value in the Makom HaShatay. A person should pay, could be the Makom he's in, the time that he's in. It's a rule. The Gemara says, call out that one in the Shavu Kishat Tzeva. Every guy that pays what it's worth the time he sells. Call out in the Zikin, the Shavu Kishat Tzeva. You pay the value of the time that you're making. Well, why should it change? It's yours to pay the today's value. The Ksait says that the Makar for this Chiddush of Yukudu Makamei is Sakhim Dav Chavtes. It's actually a printing mistake. The Ksait says Chavtes. Should say Chavtes. He brings Agamara. And he says, what does Agamara say? Hedish HaChamis on Pesach. Hedish HaChamis on Pesach. And you hold Davar Agayim L'mamim K'mamim Dami. And you eat Hedish's chametz on Pesach. You pay what? On Pesach to a zero, that's your great chazi. And yet you pay a value. Why do you pay a higher value? Why do you pay for the chametz? I am Pesach, it has no value. So why do you pay? What's the answer? It's a tricky there. Why do you pay? Why does Agamara say if you eat chametz on Pesach, you hold Davar Agayim Dami, you pay the value you pay after Pesach. Why? Not the cost of Yukud Melekamei, really. Really value is Hashtag. But you're a Goyim. You're chayav of Goyim ben Mazikin. You're Goyim a lot for Hedish. Why? Because Hedish today has to be worth zero. What's Hedish going to do with it? Hedish is going to wait till after Pesach to sell it, of course. They're not going to throw it out. They're going to wait for them to pay up the salary. You're high about going. A goyim of the mazikim, that's why you have to pay. Dr. Christ, that's shot in that Gemara. We're talking about a chandani who's holding on to a chavis. He's going to sell it in the Yom HaShoah. He's going to sell it in the market day. The magic has got to pay. Why? Why did he pay five? You go about the hashtag, by magic. This is enough. He was only magic of four groups out. But he's a goyim of the head to the five. The fifth group you pay of Dover Adayim Ramon and Kamanda does. You pay off goyim. And that's why you pay the future price, because you're a goyim. It's the Chiddush of the Ksait. You pay off goyim. Even though we have attacked him, goyim is part of the Gayadam. But Garmi is Chayyid. Garmi is a Goyim that the Vadai has, Boi has Eichel. That's the case, Boi has Eichel. So he certainly would have sold the wine. So So your body is like a zikr ma'atake, so you carry the highest time. What comes out from the Qasari? You follow the Qasari? You follow the Gemara before anything? The challenge is. Qasari says, our Gemara says, you have chametz or pesach. You have to load the hekdesh. Hekdesh will not hold chametz. Hekdesh will normally hold the chametz for after pesach. And we sell it after pesach. So then if your magic, the chametz of hekdesh on a day is worth zero, today, are you still doing anything with it? Nevertheless, you're a guy in the mazikin, and you pay the price of the future. So you follow, that's what you follow what it says. Now get back to the case of the diamond ring. In the case of the diamond ring, you have a merchant. Yes, there's volume he would sell. He's got a business every day people come into the diamond ring. At least he's just only sold one. So he has this diamond and this ring. And he would have made a $3,000 profit on it. And somebody came with magic $1,000 diamonds. No, he's not going to make a $3,000 profit. So based on this price, what should he pay? Okay, we should pay the $3,000. It's a very big condition for talking about it. What? See, because it's not the cost of the labor.
Okay.
No, it's not true. True, you know, what kind of business do you have? He buys a $1,000 ring and he puts in labor and he sells it for the total. He doesn't have any profit if he sells for the labor. Things go up in price based on profit. On profit, that's right. Things go up on price based on the profit, not based on the cost involved. Everybody along the line is going to make a profit. That's why things cost that much. Fine, whatever it is, that's the cost of the time, but whatever the profit is, you're going to do it hedgish, and this also, whatever hedgish does. That's where it comes out, it's a size, it's very big hedgish. Mechayek says it's a good line, on the bottom. Hedgish, if you hold that right down, we'll come on this, darling. Then hedgish, a product worth zero. Right? She says that product is worth zero. And you got to pay hedgish, the value they would have had, you have to pay, but you're selling it. Why? But the chiyuvei kashula and hedgish are the same as any gazela. We said nila, the type of gazela. I can pay extra kindness, but outside of that, we have to do the so the seedist tried to help us out a little, because success is a very good seedist. So the seedist tried to help us out. And part of the success is the Russian that someone's traveling in the midbar, and he has a diamond. And the master says, you don't have to pay anything because the midbar, you can't sell a diamond in the midbar. So the Seder says, sort of a middle ground, the Seder says no. He says something which you could sell today for a price, something which you could sell today, a diamond. You could sell today for $1,000. Someone's magic that he only pays $1,000. This chiddush of our Gemara applies only to something that you can't sell today at all. You can't sell. There is no shot for it. Chametz on Pesach has no shot. A diamond in the desert has no shot. If you have a diamond in the desert, you don't go by its value in the desert. You go by its value in the city. The city is no shot. But let's say you have a diamond in a city where the diamonds sell for $1,000. If you take it to the big town, it's always worth more. There's more demand. Then the deceiver says, I'd rather go according to the place where the hezek happens and the time where the hezek happens. If it has a value where the hezek happens, you go by that value. Our Gemara Kiddush is a very limited Kiddush, the deceiver says. It's not only a case where you can't sell it today to any price. There's no customers. Something like that, as far as it is, it's only to be sold at the future time.
According to
the question is, if you damage a $1,000 diamond that was ready to go into a ring, you still only pay the $1,000. The price is the one who comes with the big finish. The price is Mechadesh. The price learns that our Gemara is a very big finish. The seed says it's a small finish. Sight says it's a tremendous finish. That anything that's a garden that would have gone up in value, you pay that a future price. Tremendous previous success. The seeker disagrees, the seeker says no, you pay by the hashka, you pay by what is now. Just in the unique case where something is in a place where it has no customers, it's not shy enough to sell it, then we say it's only to be sold after pay. So I can tell you about the value of after pay. But that's not true for something that could be sold out. So this way you see this passage. I, the Gemara of Messiah. Why the Rashi Shita, Rashi Taisa Shita, why do you pay five for something that's worth four? So the Tzitzis learns that the Tzitzis told, just in any case, he goes into the Lundis, which if you want, you can put it in the Tzitzis, I'm not going to go into it. But basically he said, if you're working for a business, and in that business you're preparing something to be sold for a higher price, then you pay the higher price. If you're working in the business, and your job is to put the diamond into the setting, and you damage the diamond, then you pay the higher price. But that's a unique case. The Gemara is Russian way of workers working for a company. The Russian Gemara is Dafka, the dealing workers. If you have workers in your business, whatever it is you make. Every manufacturing business is the same thing. It doesn't matter if you're making diamonds, or if you're making bread. You take flour and water and whatever other ingredients you make. The worker has to pay according to the hefty that the owner couldn't sell and make a profit. But that's a special thing with the worker. But as far as the cloud bar, you pay boss of the house. What comes out is this machlokes in the Sefer says, the Svara, I think in the Sefer is more blunt. If you would ask me, what do you pay for the diamond? I would say, $1,000. You're magic $1,000 diamond. Are you a guy? Okay. But the drummer, he's a Shemani mechanic. But it's Lamaisa, the Hezek was only $1,000 diamond. But the Sefer is what? No, but you pay the Sefer said, when you're in the airplane, when he says in the desert, there are no customers. There is no shower for diamonds in an airplane. So if there's no shower for diamonds in an airplane, then you go bust away when you land. But if you're in a place where there is a shower, you go put into a shower in that place. If you're a diamond store, you go put into a shower in that place.
It's not shower, it's not value.
No, he's not saying it has no value. He's saying it has no customer base. It has no, there's no selling of this in this place. When there's no selling of it in this place. I think he said that in the middle of the night also. If you imagine what's dying in the middle of the night. Who's going to buy in the middle of the night? No, you can't sell diamonds. It's in midnight. There's no customers. It's shattered. It's at that time. There are no customers. It doesn't establish the value. But if there are customers, and the value is established by the customers that exist. The Gemara says that too. The Gemara about the Seer says, this is all talking, if it's born, you're going to sell it. Let's say, the Gemara says, okay, it's 100 barrels. And it's not going to sell 100. That's a nice sell 80. You break one barrel, it doesn't apply. The Gemara says, okay, it's only talking, there's something that he certainly would have sold the Derech HaTeva. Anyway, just to mark that, it's a very short concise, look at it inside, it's a short concise. It says, Shindalit Aleph. You see this days, this whole mission in Shindal, Dalashim, and Faith. And if you say this to come up like this, for how this shots up, you never dream without the sight that this Gemara has such a status for shopping up value. Okay, tomorrow we'll go, I hope that those of you at least who are planning to finish, get up to two dots. Tomorrow I'd like you to get past the two dots and come back on the base. I'll talk to you tomorrow, we'll see, I still don't know when this man is over officially, but Mr. Shem, I'd like to go through Hilchus Pesach as well. So we'll talk about the schedule, Mr. Shem, okay? I'd like to go through Hilchus Pesach as well, okay?